Hey everyone, this podcast is part of Story Mode, the podcast network of Gamefully Unemployed. You can support us and gain access to other great exclusive podcasts at patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. That's patreon.com/GAMEFULLY unemployed, which is spelled like it sounds.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Hi.
My name is David Bell.
I'm Tom Ryman.
And I'm Macaulay Culkin.
And we just watched
Avengers Endgame.
Avengers Endgame.
Woo. It's not about how much we lost. It's about how much we have left. We're the Avengers. We gotta finish this. You trust me. I do.
Yeah, so that movie happened.
Yeah.
It was.
I feel like I'm still in the theater.
Kind of, yeah. This is something I wanted to ask you guys. I've been thinking about this ever since I saw it yesterday. Like, there were children openly weeping in the theater that I saw. Sobs. And I couldn't think of the last time I saw a movie where children were just sobbing for the last 10 minutes.
I think it was the South Park movie was the last time I saw that. Yeah.
It was movies that children were supposed to be.
Right, yeah.
It was Saddam Hussein's dick. That's when I was actually at a theater, and there were weeping children at that.
For the South Park movie.
Yeah, I think the parents were late. They was like, that's a cartoon. It was like that. But you went to an afternoon showing, I'm assuming. It'd be great if you brought your kids to like a midnight showing.
That'd be brutal.
Yeah.
So what'd you guys think?
I really liked it.
I kept on fluctuating between a B minus and like a C minus, and I landed on C minus.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What about you, Dave?
I liked it. Wow. I've been very cynical about the Marvel movies, and I couldn't make myself be cynical for this one, so I really enjoyed it for that reason.
Are you a comic fan to begin with?
Not really.
Gotcha.
Tom's a big comic guy.
I've been big into comics since I was a kid. What about you?
Yeah, no, huge into it. This whole Infinity Gauntlet thing is exactly what you're looking for.
Yeah, for sure. So I'm really curious why it's... What didn't work about it for you?
Well, I mean, look, I like the time travel kind of aspect of it.
Yeah, I thought that was
but
really cool.
Time travel is tricky because you have to do it right. I don't think they did it right. I like the fact that they get to revisit all these old characters. You get to see Robert Redford again. Yeah. You get to see Natalie Portman again.
I couldn't tell if that was really him.
I know.
They did like a CGI homunculus.
They definitely didn't put a comb through his hair. That's for sure.
It's like, did they just go to his house? Did he just
It was just this little shack in the back, with
Robert Redford's house.
Yes, just a green screen, in a shack. I mean, a lot of the time travel just didn't make sense.
They have a conversation.
They gloss over it real fast.
Right, like the characters behave like they've answered the question, but I was still confused. I was like,
thank you. No, honestly, I wanted to hit that back 10 seconds button.
Right, because they're well, it won't make a difference if we go back and change the past because it'll still happen in our future or something. But then it's like I was confused, like in the end when Nebula shoots her old self, I was totally expecting her to disappear and she doesn't. She's fine.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Well, I think they do. It's supposed to be multiple dimensions,
right? Yeah, multiverses,
right?
I think.
Yeah.
But then they talk about taking the stones back to stop those multiverses from happening. It got real
confusing. I sort of...
That's what I'm saying. I sort of got it. Yeah.
Because the idea is, and I've heard this theory about time travel, is that to avoid the changing your future or changing your present, you would have to just go into a different timeline and you're fucking up that timeline, right?
Yeah.
And so the idea, and that was
no, it's the Back to the Future thing where it skews off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And so
that's
why he returned the stones, right? It's because they were like, well, we need these stones.
Well, too. I think the idea is that, they borrow the time stone, essentially. They're borrowing it.
Right.
And then they're going to come back, like, literally, like, the instant that they took it and bring it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I would love to have seen that. Like, the Hulk, gets the time stone and then vanishes. And then 2 seconds later, there's Cap with Thor's hammer.
Right.
Here you go.
Sorry.
Especially because she's like, I'm trusting you with this, Bruce. And then 5 seconds later,
it's like, who the fuck are you?
Cap with the hammer. Like, what the fuck
Who the
this?
Fuck are you?
Is this what you look like when you're not the Hulk?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
the weirdest one is Natalie Portman because
I was surprised by that. Yeah.
Yeah. Rocket has to.
I think that's just that was just footage.
I think that's probably old footage.
But just in the sense of Rocket has to like attack her and take it out, and then Captain America is going to show back up later and be like, "Okay, just I have to."
No, right not, not even later. Like immediately after, because it's time travel. So like, she gets stabbed. He disappears. Raccoon runs away, and then boom, there's Captain America.
That's a hell of a day for her.
Yeah, yeah. No like, fucking shit.
Humanoid raccoon stabs her, runs out. All the guards chase her, and as soon as the guards leave, Cap shows up and stabs her.
And also. Earlier that day, she got the ether inside of her.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a really weird day. It just got weirder. That's all. You know, yeah. I mean, the time that time travel stuff doesn't make any freaking sense.
I think...
It's the idea that, like, okay, like, you know, they don't want to... It can't alter their own timeline, right. Essentially. Or you know, so they have to bring it back immediately kind of thing. But Captain America can kind of just go back and live out his life.
I love that he got that.
He never left Peggy Carter's house, and Peggy Carter did everything exactly the same.
Yeah.
And never pretended, like, you know, she was... You know, she had to pretend to be sad at work.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't get it. Like that.
Her secret husband, Captain America.
Yeah, your secret husband.
He grows a mustache.
Yeah.
I love that he got that ending because I was really.
Listen, there was pathos to it.
For sure. I was hoping he would because, you know, it was highly publicized that Chris Evans wasn't going to do anymore after this one. So it was like, okay, people were thinking he was going to die. And I was like, I don't want to see Captain America die.
Yeah.
So I'm glad he got this ending.
I know. Me too. But also it doesn't make any sense. And it's also, there's this amazing thing where it's kind of like, there he is on the bench.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, Falcon and, you know, and the Winter Soldier, you know, and Winter Soldier's just like, no, you go. And it's like, no, Bucky is his like oldest friend in the whole fucking world, but like doesn't want to say hello or goodbye to him.
They don't talk much in this.
No, not really.
They don't talk at all.
Yeah, no, they really don't. They just like, they have that one moment before he goes back in time and like Bucky seems to already know what's going to happen. He's like, yeah, sure, you're going to be right back. Like, he kind of is like, he seems to know that Steve's not coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. A little wink and a nod.
Yeah.
You know, but like, yeah, no, it's kind of just like, yeah, it's like, you Falcon, you talk to him. I don't need to talk to my friend since the 1940s. Who needs that?
I think he like, because like there was the ceremonial like passing on the torch, the shield to Sam and be like, you're Captain America now. I think Bucky knew, was like, I've murdered too many people to be Captain America.
Yeah, exactly.
He's not going to give me the shield.
Well, in the comics, you know, it could have gone either way when it comes
right,
to,
both of them have
they
been,
both
yeah.
been Captain America. So right. like, yeah, it could have gone any direction. But at the same time, he didn't want to say goodbye to his friend or say hello to his friend.
Maybe he just didn't want to be weirded out by how old he was.
Also, Captain America didn't want to say hello or goodbye to him either, even though he hasn't seen him in like what? By the way, Captain America must be 104 years old.
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to be wicked
at that point.
Old, right?
Yeah. I assume, and he did not look that way.
No, he didn't. I assume the super soldier serum makes him live longer.
Yeah. Honestly, I was kind of sitting there. Because I'm a fan of the comics, I was kind of like, oh, yeah. Like, same thing.
Because, like, the movie doesn't take place in 2019. This movie takes place, like, in a couple of years from now.
5 years later.
Yeah. So it's like, he's like, he should be like a dusty skeleton sitting on that bench.
He's at least 104 years old.
Yeah.
I did the math.
No, I sat there. During the end credits, I was like, hold on.
Oh, yeah. During the drive home, I was like, oh, geez. Is there a post-credit scene? Because I didn't stay.
No, there's not.
That was, I thought, one of the smartest things they did is... I kept wondering, like, what...
Right.
Well, I kept thinking, like, what are they going to tease? And they're like, no, it's the end. Yeah. This is the end of this.
Letting it be the end was pretty smart. Yeah.
Yeah. I want to talk about the 5 years thing, because logistically speaking, the person I saw this with pointed out, Starlene Hodge, who's been on this podcast, that 5 year difference is kind of huge, right?
It's huge.
Because
it's half a decade.
If you're dead for 5 years, like, your debt is wiped out, you're legally dead, your property is gone. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't undo it.
No, they just
come
reappear.
Back.
Yeah.
Like when Peter Parker goes back to high school, most of his classmates are just graduated at that point.
No. No, they're not. Because at the end, he shows up back in high school and all
Ned's
his friends
still
are the same age.
Well, he has like a weepy hug with
that's
Ned.
That's a problem I had with that.
Like, I assumed he was got the snap as well. Like, that's the only way to explain that, right?
Is that he got the snap too, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way
But
that
then
works.
He just shows up at school the next day, like, everything's fucking fine.
Yeah. Right, you're right. I didn't think of that. Like, if those two kids have been dead...
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all of their classmates are in college now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The Mary Jane, like, she's
way.
And what
way
about
down.
Like,
she's like 25 now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are politicians?
But the actress is 30.
Did politicians like who got the snap are they going to get their power back? What about prisoners? What about, like, there's so many, like, there's got to be a bunch of people coming home to, like, dead pets. Like,
yeah, all their stuff is taken away. Yeah, dead pets, definitely.
Half the population probably is, like, so depressed. There's probably been suicides. People have remarried. Like, a lot of dark stuff has happened in that five years.
I like to imagine, like, some bay somewhere just immediately becomes infested with sharks because they all reappear at the same time. Oh, shit, all the sharks are back!
Oh, wait, here's the shark. How come the snap didn't affect plant life?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what did he say?
Was it, like, less trees or no?
I think there were because when Ant-Man walks out after Hulk does the snap, there's like trees there and there weren't there before.
Really?
I think they say he wiped out half of all organic life or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but like, you know, just like just half your lawn disappear.
Yeah.
Right.
Can you do it in like a cool shape at least?
Yeah, exactly.
It's meaning.
Can you give my lawn a fade?
Yeah, exactly.
It's mean he took it out on the like the plants and animals because they were. Like, he's an eco-terrorist, Thanos, and they weren't the problem. Like, if my shark wife disappeared, I'd be like, dude, that had nothing to do with me.
Yeah, that was my shark wife.
Yeah. Sharks get married, right?
Shark wife. Insert the hashtag shark wife.
It's a show on TLC.
It's like Shark Week, but with a woman.
Yeah.
Shark wife. Shark wife. Now on Discovery Channel. Yeah. Shark wife.
That needs to be the next Asylum picture. The next
Shark Wife?
Shark Wife.
Like a romantic comedy, like a real easygoing right. Rom-com.
Yep. It'll be a whale.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'm nice. Ashamed of myself.
Mm.
The movie's not that great. Well, I think, listen, I try to temper my expectations because Infinity War was great.
It was pretty good.
I thought that was great. Looking at it. Here's what I'll say is that I checked my watch and everything like that.
Really?
It was, I had to check it more than once, but also it was over 2 hours before the first action scene. It was 2 hours and 15 minutes.
Yeah.
See, that's what I liked about it. I liked that it slowed down and was like...
I didn't mind that in general, but at the same time, fuck, it's a fucking action movie.
Right.
It's a comic book movie.
Yeah.
I think Infinity War did a good balance of action and story. This had no fucking action.
No, it didn't. I still, like, in Infinity War, one of the things I liked about it was that I never felt like it was dragging. Like, you know, it had to go to so many different characters, so it's like... As soon as, like, it would stay with one set of characters for a while, and, like, literally as soon as I started to wonder, I wonder what this character's up, they would cut to him.
See? And then all of a sudden, like, in this one, it was like, I was doing this thing where I was kind of like, oh, yeah, Hawkeye and Black Widow are doing something, aren't they?
It's a lot of juggling.
Hawkeye the snooze fest.
I know.
Bless Jeremy Renner's heart. He's just so damn boring.
I just really wanted them to kill him. I really did.
I thought he was going to.
Yeah, I figured
it kind of made the most sense. But I see what they did there.
Yeah.
But also, I love how they only killed, like, the only female original Avenger.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
So that is correct.
It was like when they were like you know, just
that was the biggest.
They're shaking their fist at God about it. It's kind of like it's like well, it's a sausage fest. Like, you know, it really was. Like, you know,
they did the one
just
moment
slapping
where
Thanos with their dicks. The Avengers song playing.
Dun, 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 dun.
Just a lot of wet slapping sounds.
For three hours
and 1 minute.
Yeah.
Dick slapping fun.
It's a dick slapping good time, this Avengers movie.
Imagine
I swear to God.
The reviews being like, there's a lot more dick slapping than I anticipated.
Yeah. Still.
Five stars.
Yeah, 95% on Rotten Tomatoes.
95%. I don't know. I still really enjoyed. I didn't get sort of all the feels that everybody was getting. Like,
yeah, me neither.
There was a few scenes that I thought were super emotional, but like I saw a lot of people coming out of the movie that are just like, you know, tears in their eyes and being like, oh, it's so.
Yeah, the chick next to me was crying.
Oh, sure. Yeah, well, I told you about all the weeping children.
I don't know how to explain it. Maybe it was just I was having a weird day because, Tom, you know, I've been pretty cynical about Marvel. It emotionally affected me.
I'll tell you,
and I'm the last person to be emotionally affected by it. So it was, I think there was just something about that this is a 10-year long endeavor, and I think it was specifically Iron Man.
Yeah.
And Robert Downey Jr. in that role. And I mean, we're going to put spoiler tags all
for
over
sure.
this.
For sure, yeah, yeah, obviously.
But the fact that they...
By the way, Han Solo dies in this movie.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. And
really strange,
yeah,
too.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he shows,
shows up out of nowhere.
Haley Joel Osment sees dead people, yeah. also. Just going to throw that out there.
Han Solo shows up, Thanos just stabs him in the stomach, and he falls off a bridge.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
he just walks and looks at the camera. Hi, kids.
But what did it was fucking his daughter saying she wants cheeseburgers. I was like, oh, fuck you, movie.
I know, honestly, that was cute.
They did some good callbacks and like closing all the arcs, I think. Like there were some parts where I was like, I did feel like the emotion, like when Peter Parker comes back and he's talking to Tony. He's like, I woke up when you were gone, and like the spaceship was still there, and like Tony just kind of hugs him. I was like, oh man. Because when he dies in Infinity War, it's so rough.
I know.
Like, I mean, it's the worst.
I felt like they kind of milked it a little too
for
much.
For sure.
Like,
yeah.
They go, well, because he's the very last one, and nobody expected him to kill Spider-Man. No,
everyone just turns to dust. He's the one who feels it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mr. Stark.
Yeah.
Mr. Stark.
They make this child suffer.
Love it.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
It.
Movies
great,
don't do that
great.
enough.
100%. Need to make more children
more,
suffer.
More, yeah. I want more children crying in the theaters. I want more children dying on the screen. Like,
But yeah, when Cap picks up Mjolnir, that's straight from Fear itself.
Yeah. Yes.
That was huge because they've been teasing that since Age of Ultron. No,
that was cool. I think it was the fact that Vision had already picked it up. Already,
that's
kind
true.
Of, kind yeah. of diminished it a little bit.
I had forgotten
if no one
he did that.
Everybody, like,
yeah.
I mean, I liked how they did it in that movie because it was like, oh, well, we can't trust this like new robot thing. And then as soon as he picks up the hammer, go, he's trustworthy.
Yeah, yeah. And he's so casual about it too.
Yeah, exactly. That storytelling is actually really, really well done.
Yeah, for sure.
But it also diminishes this
moment a little bit.
This
yeah, yeah I had completely forgotten about Vision. By the way,
I had thought Vision.
Yeah, by the way, he's still
back.
Dead.
Yeah, no, he does not.
Hey, let's people who are still dead technically.
Yeah,
we got Vision. Gamora is still dead, even though now we have time traveling.
Now
Gamora.
We have past Gamora. Yeah,
we have past Gamora.
That was a smart way of doing it.
Loki's still dead.
Yeah, but they make Loki sneak off.
Loki takes the cube though, so he could still be in a branched
reality.
Oh,
it's true. Yeah. So like, they never resolved that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think it's going to leak because they're doing a Loki show for Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, they clearly the people who they knew there was a lot of people I feel like who died in Infinity Wars that they were like, yeah, we're not ready to be done with those characters yet. And then Vision, they're like, yeah, you can go.
Well, they didn't kill Cap.
They didn't kill
nope.
Cap. I didn't think they would.
There's something, you know, they could always bring him back somehow.
Right.
If they want to. Yeah,
there's some kind of infinity serum.
Yeah.
Or something
right.
Like
he
I had heard.
Yeah, and that happens in a comic storyline.
Yeah.
He gets like the super soldier serum drained from him.
It happens after Civil War or something like that.
Yeah.
Right?
After he dies and comes back
and then dies and comes back.
Crossbones shoots him.
It didn't surprise me that they didn't kill that many people because I heard people being like, yeah, they're going to kill so many people like it's Game of Thrones or something. It's like, no, this is a Disney family movie.
Yeah.
Like they're going to
door open with Hulk. They like, you know, they injured him, but they lift the door open. Same thing with like Thor. I mean, Thor is he just gave up the throne of Asgard for no reason.
Thor's going to be in Guardians, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Me too.
I love Fat Thor so
it's
much.
So good.
I know. It's kind of good. I feel like they do it a little too much. Like keep on like panning down to his stomach a lot.
But
otherwise, I do like
that. In that first scene, it is a little like, yeah, we get it. He's fat. But like, I love that they stick to it. Like, he never gets like sculpted in the movie. Yeah, and he's just like, dressed like the dude.
Thanos,
I was
Fat Thor battling Thanos.
Oh my God.
I was waiting for like lightning to hit him and he'd be like skinny and full. And it was like, oh, good. You kept him fat. That's great.
Stuck with Fat Thor.
Yeah.
It's not just that. God. It's the hair.
His beard's out of control.
Yeah, I think they even make a Lebowski reference.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, like, what's up,
which
Lebowski?
Tony calls him Lebowski, which is interesting because fucking Jeff Bridges was the villain in his first movie.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, so the big Lebowski exists
universe. You know what that reference? It really ties the room together.
They make some other joke. Ant-Man says Hot Tub Time Machine when they're listing time travel movies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Bucky's in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Oh, Sebastian Stan.
Yeah, he's one of the bullies
in Hot Tub Time Machine.
I mean, fucking everyone's in this movie, so if you make a pop culture reference, inevitably.
I mean, there's a little bit too much at the funeral at the end where it's like you get to see everyone. Like,
even
you know,
the kid from Iron Man 3 is there.
I know. I was wondering who the fuck that kid was. Honestly, I actually leaned forward in my chair. I'm like, who the fuck is that?
There are so many articles online. Right, I've recently started working for Collider. And they had one ready to go, but didn't want to post it. But like Vulture posted theirs like at like 7 a.m. Friday morning, like the Avengers ending explained.
Yeah.
And it's literally just telling you who that kid is.
Yeah, that's the only thing that needs to be good. Explained.
But it's just the mentality of like posting the most spoilery thing because it's like at that funeral scene in the end, it's like, whoa!
Oh, man.
The movie's been out for 8 hours. Give me a second.
Give me a second to digest.
I'm an adult. I can't go to movies at 11 o'clock at night.
I have kids. I have a job.
Right, yeah.
It looks like our pizza is here. So let me go get it.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right,
we can take a little pizza break.
Yeah, let's take a pizza break.
Are we back?
I think.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Are we recording?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're good.
Are we recording?
We're recording.
How was the pizza, fellas?
It was good.
It's good. I have pizza in my tummy now.
Yeah. It was solid. It was solid. You know, usually Joe's performs better, but I don't know.
It's very.
I did detect a slight hint of performance anxiety in the pizza.
Yeah, I think it was an afternoon thing.
Right. Yeah. You know, it's a Saturday. It's
It's a Saturday afternoon thing. It's it's a. Someone else is on duty.
Not going to be 100%. Yeah.
Joe's cousin, Doug.
Sure.
Yeah. It's Doug's pizza now.
Doug's pizza now. Yeah. Doug's moving in for a real coup. what were we talking? We were talking about the little kid from Iron Man 3.
I thought he was perfectly charming in that movie. I didn't even realize, I didn't realize that it was him.
Yeah.
When they panned by him, I was because everyone's in a little group
because
that's how life works,
right?
Yeah.
People, you go to cliques even at a funeral.
Yeah, even at a funeral. Yeah. You know, even at a Viking funeral.
Right. I appreciate that the Avengers is still very cliquey. Yeah. even in
high school.
Yeah.
But when they panned by, and I love how he's by himself too.
I was gonna say it must have been real awkward for him at that funeral. Like, who's he talking to?
Nobody.
Also, he's wearing his hair is different. Like, the whole thing. Yeah. He looks like he's in an emo band.
Right. Who invited him? Like, I'm glad they invited him.
Yeah,
but
Pepper didn't even know about him.
Right.
Right.
Maybe he told Happy.
He must have told Happy, but Happy wasn't even fucking with him. Happy was on the porch with the little girl.
Yeah, that
sounds really dirty.
I know.
That sounds scandalous.
Yeah,
He was on the porch with the little girl. Actually, that scene was great.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a really nice good scene.
That was tears. That was tears.
Yeah. No, I definitely... I just didn't feel as like I recognized the scenes that were supposed to be. It didn't overwhelm me, I guess is what I'm saying. Mm. Except in a couple of, like when Tony actually dies, I was like, oh no.
Yeah, that was a hell of a death scene.
Yeah, I mean, they really drew it out, but I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did he actually say anything when he was dying? Because I like the last thing he says is, I'm Iron Man.
I think they purposefully made him not say anything.
Yeah.
So that could be his.
He kind of tries to, but isn't really able to get anything out.
Full circle-y kind of thing. Like,
definitely, yeah. Because the first movie ends with him saying that. And then...
Yeah, exactly. I like in the when Cap fights Cap, and I can do this all day. And he's like, I know. Honestly, I thought that was hilarious. Looking at it.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Because the thing is, it had such weight in Civil War.
Yeah,
it was kind of just like, oh, there's your full circle right there. Like, it's kind of like, oh, we're revisiting that. Yeah.
I liked doing the elevator scene again, where it's like they're gonna do the elevator fight, and then he just says, "Hail Hydra." Yeah,
that was
real
super
good.
Clever because that's a fucking amazing scene.
Yeah,
and then and he's like, oh, we're gonna revisit it, and he just
says, "Hail Hydra."
Hail Hydra. Like, yeah, that was clever. Like, there's certain things that the highs were high. Like for me,
definitely.
Like,
The part where everybody shows up to fight Thanos.
Oh, yeah, when Sam says, on your left.
Yeah.
And then the teleporters appear, and I'm like, Stephen Strange!
Holy shit.
Yeah. Honestly, it was great. You know what I said? I said, finally. Like, that's kind of what I did, because I knew it was coming. I was like, yeah, no, everyone's going to get resurrected, and boom, it's going to be a whole thing. Like, and I like how they put, the Asgardians in there, and the Wakandans, and everybody was there. Like, that was fun.
Seeing Tessa Thompson on Pegasus was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet, too.
Winged horse.
Yeah. But they all have earpieces? Because they all have earpieces.
Yeah, no, every one of them. All million, people. Yeah.
Maybe Hulk snapped those back.
Yeah, apparently.
Exactly.
And give everyone earpieces.
And then bring everyone back from the dusting, and everyone gets earpieces, and you get an earpiece, and you get an earpiece.
Everybody here gets an ear and an earpiece.
Everyone look under your chair. There's an earpiece there.
I liked Smart Hulk.
Yeah, I mean, I it was kind of... I'm conflicted about kind of how they shoved it at us. Like, you know, they kind sort of, here it is. Like, yeah. You know, boom. You know, and I kind of like that, but also at the same time, it's also like, wait, what happened?
Well, yeah, they've sort of done every iteration of this Hulk that way, where they're just kind of like, well, he's this now.
Yeah.
And he's this now.
Like, they didn't give him that much to do. I felt like Hulk didn't get any big moments in this.
I don't know. He had more character stuff.
Yeah,
and I loved when they get there, and he's like, "It also wouldn't hurt if you smash some things." He's like, "It feels a little derivative."
Oh, yeah.
And just kind of like half-hearted, like throws it, like,
and
throws
him. Like, oh, he messes up time travel. Also, like, oh, yeah. That was great. Like, I like that.
Turns
like,
Scott Lang into a baby.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was pretty great.
Yeah, that was fun. That was a fun sequence.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, the more we talk about it, the more I'm liking it, I guess. I'm going to see it again tomorrow. My lady wasn't able to go because she's, you know, working nights. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to, like, yeah, I'm going to see it again. I kind of wanted to see it twice before I even did this.
Right. So you've seen it twice?
Not yet.
Oh, no, not
tomorrow.
Yet.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going tomorrow in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm busy tomorrow afternoon, by the way, guys. I can't hang out. I can't podcast again, okay?
That's fair.
Fair. Square deal. like the Scarlet Witch stuff was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of like...
Her fucking up Thanos.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that was fun. Because, I mean, she's like uber powerful. Okay, hold on. I'm going to go somewhere. How did you feel about Captain Marvel?
I was about to ask the same thing.
Yes.
I like how they handled it because she is so powerful that her being there the whole time would have kind of just been like, this fight's 2 seconds long. And I felt like they gave us a reasonable explanation why she wasn't around. She's like, look, this is happening on every single other planet.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah.
And they don't all have Avengers there.
They still definitely, in all of these, have to figure out ways to write out the most powerful characters.
Yep. Yeah.
That's always the issue. It's the issue with Superman.
Yeah. I would have liked more, because I enjoyed Captain Marvel a lot.
The movie?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You didn't like it?
I hated it.
Oh, man. I liked it. I hated the first 20 minutes, and then I got into it. But I was mostly excited to see her interact with the other Avengers, because I think she sort of has the Captain America type personality. She's very serious.
Mm.
And the trailer promised her with Thor. And then she's just not really in the movie.
She's not in the movie.
Yeah. And it was sort of like... This was their chance to kind of endear us more to her and to show, you know, those interactions. Because that's always been the fun of the Avengers is like, you know, the Guardians are over here and the Avengers are over here. Yeah. And then we get to see them collide.
I read that they actually filmed this before Captain Marvel.
So
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Really figured out what her character was.
Yeah. Like, just get out of here.
Just so if I can punch some stuff.
Yeah, just go punchy Magoo in the third act. Yeah. That's it. Like,
that was cool when she's yanking the gauntlet off of Thanos' hand, he just takes the power gem out.
That was pretty cool.
When he headbutts her and she doesn't flinch.
Nope.
That was pretty cool too.
Completely destroys his ship.
I mean, I hated that movie, Captain Marvel.
Really?
I hated it. Honestly, I can't say I completely hated it because I fell asleep while watching it.
Oh, wow.
That is not a good sign.
In the theater. I actually literally fell asleep.
Well,
my girlfriend said I was snoring. So, that's how asleep I was.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've fallen asleep in a theater one time, and that was during my third viewing of the re-release of Star Wars A New Hope.
Oh, goodness.
And just because, you know, it's a movie I've seen 100 times,
and it's
like, you know, it was like the third time
I've
seen it.
Power converters.
The
I already know.
I'm going to Tosche Station for some power converters.
You
can waste time with your friends. It's not only is that the whiniest line, but Uncle Owen's response is such a idiot.
You fucking prat.
Well, Owen's had to deal with him for so long at this point.
You're not even my kid. Like,
kid.
I guarantee his last words were like, oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
As the flames take him. No more of that stupid kid.
Fucking kid. I left everything to your father. Captain Marvel. You can see how they're setting up the next Avengers, like kind of like set. You know, Black Panther. Sure. You got your, you know, Spider Man. You got your Captain Marvel, Doctor Strange. Like, mm-hmm. Cool. Like, and they're all kind of like they're mixing up the roles.
Yeah,
like in a fun way. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's Black Panther's gonna be more the technical kind of side of things.
He might be.
But he's stoic like Captain America.
Right. Yeah. Like I was saying, if they don't bring Captain Marvel in fully, I would expect Black Panther to be like the leader Captain America.
No, Captain Marvel's going to be more of the...
Thor?
Thor. Exactly. Fish out of water.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like that kind of thing.
Who do you think? What do you
think? The snarkiness is going to come from Doctor Strange. You know, like you already see it looking at you.
Do you think... Is Benedict Cumberbatch, is he in it to, like,
He's doing another Doctor Strange.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he actually says at the end of the credits, like, Doctor Strange will return in Doctor Strange 2. Like, at least in the original theatrical release.
I'm not sure
if it's on the, you know, the digital, the DVD one or whatever. But, you know,
Because,
people still do DVDs, right?
Yeah. Physical media is still a thing, right?
Yeah, right? It's all Blu-rays now. Yeah. My DVD collection is like, oh my gosh, like, give me a... So Betamax now.
What do you think is going to be the next big villain? Because one of the things that from this, I hope Earth doesn't have to go through any more shit. Because they've had a tough time.
They live.
They've had a hell of a time.
It's a waking hell.
Right. They lived in a cosmic apocalypse for 5 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, so that's a tall order.
And, you look up and like, oh God, it's a spaceship, is it? Oh God, Jesus.
Look at
what the fuck is going to happen this time?
The idea that there's going
to
be
mom just going to turn to dust again?
Exactly.
Yeah. I imagine any time they look up and see some fucking ship, because at this point there's just ships coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh,
there's
what
portals.
Now?
Ships looking at it. Which they actually never really addressed the consequences of like finding out we're not alone in this universe,
right? Or like, that
not really no.
Like, no, they, or that they gods never address exist. It even in passing, kind of like, hey, wait a sec, yeah, gods exist,
yeah. Like, that's
aliens exist, looking at
long,
alien gods
long been a, that was a joke for a while in the cracked writer's room where it's like, what does Thor do to like religion on Earth?
I expect a lot.
Yeah.
People are having
I think it involves a lot of lightning.
Yeah.
A lot of lightning.
And then it's going to be like, yeah, Thor exists. Also, he let himself go and he's living in some town.
He's playing
with
Fortnite.
His rock friend.
Yeah.
And a bug. I think the next big villain, I think it's going to be, if they're smart, which they've been... Dr. Doom.
That was my guess, yeah.
Yeah, I think now they have the Fox properties. He's a perfect, like, Thanos-esque kind of foil that you can have running throughout the next 10 years.
Yeah.
He's more often, he's technically part of the Fantastic Four license, but he's more often been just an overarching Marvel Universe villain.
It does seem like we're ready to have a Fantastic Four movie
done
that's,
right.
successful.
An actual Fantastic Four movie?
Yeah.
I think he would be a fantastic villain, an overarching kind of villain. Because listen, Galactus is great, but at the same time, he's not someone that can like arc a couple of movies.
No, he doesn't have machinations. He's just like a big dog,
basically,
that eats
your planet.
Things.
Yeah. He does.
They'll probably do a Galactus movie. Probably,
or at least a Silver Surfer kind of thing.
Or like that.
But I could see, like, you know, because essentially Dr. Doom is kind of just, he is... Iron Man with magic.
He's evil Iron Man with magic.
Yes, evil Iron Man with magic. You know, so you can see kind of with the death of Tony Stark, bringing in another iron-suited person.
Oh, man, right. If anybody's read the infamous Iron Man run where Dr. Doom is Iron Man, it's so good.
Yeah.
That would be a cool thing to do in a movie.
Straight up just like pretend to be Iron Man. I think there's something there. Like, you know, because they also address it in the Iron Man movies, how like nobody can catch up to his technology or whatever. And they're like, oh, not for another like 10 years. Guess what?
Right.
It's been about 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're looking at
this guy blew his whole fucking face up trying to mess with magic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Now it's got a big metal.
Well, I love Dr. Doom's arc in general. He's just trying to save his mother's soul.
Yeah.
That's his whole arc.
That's
honestly, he fucked himself up.
Yeah. She sold her soul to the devil.
Jesus.
And so everything that he does is to free her soul. So he's completely fucking evil, but he's doing it to the ends of, you know, no matter how much power or money that he acquires, like, he just needs, like, that's what his goal is.
Do you think the devil's going to show up in these?
I don't know.
Mephisto? Like, yeah, that would be fun.
He kind of showed up in the Ghost Rider movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Was that fucking Henry Fonda, right? It was Henry Fonda.
I think so, yeah.
We just watched both of them.
Yeah.
God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I want Marvel to integrate the Nicolas Cage Ghost Rider into this.
Yeah, just have Nick Cage.
That would have been a fun little like nod if they did that in the movie. In the game.
People coming out of the portals and it's just like Nick Cage swinging his chain around.
I would have liked at least a small nod. I wanted an Infinity War, but a small nod to the Netflix characters.
Yeah. Yes.
They, something there's an Easter egg in the background.
Yeah.
Them like helping some people out of a bus. You do that because that would refer to the first Avengers when like, you know, they were helping these people get out of a bus. Like something like that would have been just cute. Easter egg in the back. Don't even, nobody needs a close up. You know,
that would have been cool.
Yeah, it's a nod, a little nod.
I'm a big fan of those, the Netflix ones. And it always felt, because they mention like the first Avengers and those and stuff. Yeah, and it. They just sort of unceremoniously canceled them all.
Yeah, and I mean, it's the Disney Plus thing that's going on. Like, yeah, they're everyone's kind of pulling their content from Netflix right now.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why Netflix is investing so much in making their own original content, because they know that like everything's getting pulled.
Yeah, Warner's doing its own one too.
Oh yeah, no, like I was reading an article about how the Office is getting pulled, and it's like that's their number one show.
Right. They spent a lot of money to get Office and Friends too, right? Friends. They dropped a lot of money on that.
Exactly. I think it's like something like over 70% of their views come from unoriginal content. So.
Yeah, for sure. It's people putting on The Office and Parks and Rec.
Yeah, which is just, what they've always Frasier. Been about. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So as a conclusion to all 10 years of these Marvel movies, what did you guys think?
I think they tied some things up pretty okay. Okay, listen, I don't mind that they killed Iron Man. I'm okay with that.
It was a good
inevitable.
It sucked, of course.
Yes.
It was sad.
Yeah, and it sucked. I mean, he was such a great mentor for Peter Parker and things like that. Yeah. I wanted to kind of see a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
I was okay with it, though.
It was the most tragic person to kill because the whole him with Pepper Potts, where it's like, you're not going to stop until this kills you.
She was shockingly okay with it, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, that's what it felt like.
She's like, shh, it's okay.
It's like she had accepted at some point this wasn't going to end until he died. And this was the moment of her you can rest now, it's over. Somewhere in her knew this was always going to happen.
Yeah.
Hold on. How'd you guys feel about the Chick Avengers moment?
I
it was a little much. I think it was a little much it's only girl power kind of thing.
Right.
It was very Spice Girls.
I like all those characters, but on a logistical level, it was like, that's weird that they all happen to be.
Yeah, only the women are the only ones that are standing. And also, it doesn't even make sense because when they knock over, the gauntlet, it's like Tony Stark is right next to it kind of thing. It's like, wait, he was half a mile away.
I don't know.
Yeah, so he's not involved in this battle, but yet he's over here. Now.
The cynical part of me that sees studio notes and being like, well, we should put all the women Avengers in a shot together.
It felt like pandering
a little bit, but at the same at the same time, it was that's kind of cool.
It's cool, but it was pandering.
But my wife next to me goes like, why is Captain Marvel in the back? Gamora was up front with a gun. It was like, no, put Captain Marvel up front. she's invincible.
Yeah, exactly. How about just Captain Marvel? It's fine.
Yeah.
But there was a little bit of the Spice Girls girl power thing going on there. It kind of rubbed me the wrong way only because it felt like you were kind of pandering to the women in the audience.
I'll agree with that just in terms of...
I don't mind the fact that they did it.
Of course not. It's just the
way they did it.
The cynical side of me is still like, well, it's nice that you did that, but the Marvel movies still have a huge white male problem.
Yeah.
They're all white men.
No. They don't. They just addressed it.
Yep. Yeah. That's
issue solved.
That's the part of me that's like, oh,
that's,
come on.
That's what I mean. That's what they were doing. It's kind of just like, ah, come on, guys.
Yeah, that's what bugged me, because it still comes down to just a bunch of white dudes fighting Thanos for the most part.
Punch.
Women get their own moment over here.
Yeah.
And it's let them have fucking...
Oh, what a good girl.
That's why I was happy with fucking Captain Marvel versus Thanos was so fucking cool.
Wailing on his ass. And then Scarlet Witch ripping his armor off.
That was fun.
Yeah,
because she's in the comics, she's one of the most powerful looking. Right. She's she's sick. I mean,
it's a whole other story. I think it's Avengers v X-Men where... there's a really great storyline where she has created this alternate reality where
House of M.
That's right. Yeah.
Every comics too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was and she's the big bad in it just because she's so powerful.
Yeah. No, she changes. She can change reality.
Yeah.
Because right now she's just kind of in the movie, she's a telekinetic. So it's actually kind of but at the same time, at least you make her uber powerful.
Yeah.
They did.
Thanos is getting his ass beat so hard. He's like, fucking shoot rockets from the ship.
Shoot everybody. Shoot me.
Shoot her.
Shoot her.
Getting his ass kicked. kick so hard.
I don't mind Cap's like kind of, you know, button on his story. At the same time, it also doesn't make any fucking sense.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
with the whole time travel kind of thing, it just doesn't. And at the same time, like, they don't kill him, so they can always bring him back in some way if they want to.
If they want to, if he agrees to do more, yeah.
Listen, there's time travel involved.
Yeah.
You know, so if you do something set in the 80s,
bring back anybody.
You can bring back any fucking movie.
It's comic books.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
they can bring fucking Iron Man back. I mean,
Robert Downey Jr. said that he's open to doing more movies. So I mean, he could.
Well, he's getting paid like 50 per. So
yeah. Right, he's getting
there's a reason
so
why they killed him.
Yeah.
But like, you know, in I can't remember the one that has Riri as Iron Man.
The newest like Iron Man incarnation.
What's her name? Shoot, Ironheart. Right.
Okay, yeah.
And like her onboard computer is Tony Stark because he's dead.
Because he's dead.
His consciousness
he's an AI.
Is in. Yeah. So they could do something like that.
Yeah, I can see Robert Downey Jr. making a paycheck, just
getting
going
paid 20 mil
pajamas.
To read something.
Yeah. Like, you do it from home. You do it from a shed in the back.
Yeah.
We'll come to you.
Yeah. He'll pull a Redford.
Yeah, exactly. It does feel like when they're like, "We're gonna kill you in this one," and he like checks his bank account, like, "Yeah, okay,
all right, that's fine. All right." Yeah, no, it's. I'm still gonna watch these because
of course
I love them.
Yeah,
You know, I think I'll probably like it better on a second watch. Like, I didn't really like Doctor Strange on the first watch, and then I watched it again. I was like, actually, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
You know, so I, you know, like, the more I talk about it, the more I like it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a little too long. I mean, I think that's really what it was.
Very long.
It's long.
There's a lot of fat on that bone.
Yeah. I had the opposite with Infinity War. The first time I watched it, I was like, it was all right. And then on second and third viewing, I really liked it. So yeah. I wonder
Infinity
if
War's pretty strong.
Hate this one.
As soon as I walked out of that theater, I was like, I want to watch this again.
Yeah.
Like, it was too short.
I like, they make so many good decisions with like the ending of Infinity War where it's like, where it's just him on that farm. It was like, oh, that's awesome.
And I loved it when they started this one. He's picking fruit on his farm. He's just like living the life.
Picking fruit.
I think we joked on a previous podcast that it was going to begin with Thanos just getting immediately murdered. And then they would do something. Yeah, and when that happened, I was like, oh, shit. Yep. Like, that was delightful. I wish he didn't even come back for the, like, I wish
that
would have some
together.
Insane way
that
would have
been
it.
That would have been weird if he hadn't. Because
oh yeah, they
he,
had to
he's like
out
the
somewhere.
Main character of Infinity War.
Yeah, I just I wanted to see them invent some like when they're like, we're gonna go back in time and like fight through time. I was like, this is fucking delightful.
Time heist.
I wanted like the final war to be all of them versus all of them with like eye patches and
yeah
like,
and goatees. Yeah,
exactly.
All their mirror.
Yeah, like a robot arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there are certain moments that were just really satisfying, you know, but there was also just, there was a lot of, just stuff, like a slog to get to some of those kind of moments a little bit. And, like, it's like, yeah, it's so funny because the Russos have done such a really good job of, like, pacing and characters and all that stuff. It's like you were saying about Infinity War, where it was, like, yeah, like, every time you thought, like, oh, I wonder what's happening to Tony Stark, boom.
There's cuts to Tony,
yeah. Yeah, and it's like, this is, like six different fucking stories, and I didn't care about, like, a couple of them, and, like, you know what? Like, it's like, I care about this stuff, and I didn't care about that. Like, you have somebody who's already engaged, and you lost me. That was the problem that I had.
I think this one, if this one has less characters to cut to, just because so many people are dead, so it's really just kind of cutting between Tony and like the core Avengers and like Hawkeye. And like every time it goes to Hawkeye, I'm like, I don't care about you, Hawkeye.
What was he doing in that final battle? Just shooting arrows,
swords, swords and arrows.
You saw him for part of it.
Yeah.
Well, see, I after I watch Infinity War, I go, okay, cool. They kept all the original Avengers like alive. I go, it's perfect.
Right.
Six stones, six Avengers. There you go. Like, I don't know you know, I don't know how you get from A to B, but it's there. You know, I thought there was going to be something to that.
Right.
The fact that there's six of them, six stones, like, you know, just, there's something to that.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they're kind of like, no, just, there's three stones here. And one
well, they had to
here,
get like a couple
there.
Other people, like Tony had to come back and, you know.
Yeah,
we
get the fucking soul stone. We gotta go see Red Skull again or whatever. I don't know.
I was expecting Captain America to do that. Just to be like, didn't I fucking your ass
just
at
like,
one point?
Throw your shield at him.
Yeah.
Boom, give me that stone.
Yeah.
Well, see, that scene actually bugs me, that whole soul stone thing, because it's like, oh, you have to give up everything.
You have to give up something you love, yeah. You love the most.
And so I thought Hawkeye was going to jump off.
Yeah.
But he's going to live because he already lost everything that he loved.
Right.
Yeah.
There it is, right there. They both get to live. And also, like, because he doesn't even love himself. He's lost his family. He's lost everything.
Murdering people for five years.
That's his story arc.
Yeah.
That he fucking hates everybody and everything. And he doesn't love anything. So that I thought, I was like, oh, cool. They're going somewhere really fun with this. And then they just like, no. Pathos.
I still enjoyed that sequence where it was kind of like they kept, like, I knew they were going to fight over who was going to jump over the cliff. Yeah.
I would have liked Hawkeye to volunteer and then Black Widow would be like, oh, I don't actually like you that much, to be honest. Like, it's not going to work out.
Shove.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't feel that way.
Yeah. It's not going to work. Yeah.
But I love you, Natasha. Yeah.
How about you, John? Like you too, Clint.
We are friends.
We are really good
You've been my friend all this time.
One thing I was surprised at with all the, they did a lot of, like, you know, cheering reunion moments when everybody comes back to the portal. Groot doesn't get one.
Groot doesn't get shit. They don't even show him in the fight, like, during the big battle sequence.
Right. They show him get hit by a rocket, and then, like, Rocket Raccoon is, like, shows up next to him, but, like, they don't have a reunion moment.
They don't even say hi to each other.
It's strange,
Groot's so beloved.
Yeah, I know. It seemed really odd because I think every other character got like a cheer moment, and then Groot just gets shot with a rocket.
Exactly. Like, people like Groot more than like Nebula, But like, and they give Groot nothing.
Nebula had a meaty arc in this film.
A lot of Nebula. Well, I mean, in the original comic, I mean, she's
she's
vital
the one
to the ending. But
they could at least, like, Tony says, "I am Iron Man." You could hear in the background, like, "I am Groot."
That would have undercut that moment. But,
yes,
but I appreciate the bit.
Honestly, it actually would have been. That would have been amazing. To be honest. Like, really subtle in the background. I'm Groot. Yeah. I would like that. I would have loved that. Actually. Yeah. Would have added more to it.
Yeah.
Would have tied the room together.
Brought it from a C- to a B plus.
Yeah. Honestly, I would have B plus it if they did that.
Would have been enough.
Yeah. But you can tell. Yeah. Because on the last, on Infinity War, they had, even uncredited, they had a couple of the other, like, writers and directors, like, doing, like, kind of things. Like, you can feel James Gunn's fingerprints, all of the Guardians scenes.
You
didn't really kind of feel that in this. Like, it kind of, like, it wasn't as open. Like, what's his name? Waititi?
Taika Waititi.
You could feel his kind of like fingerprints on the other one. You don't really feel that kind of stuff here, like, as much.
Yeah, no, not.
That was the same with Infinity War, right? Was he part of that?
He and James Gunn did like some rewrites.
Like, James Gunn was part of that?
Yeah, some punch ups and like, uncredited, but they were a part of it.
Okay, because I remember the Guardians in Infinity War, there was a couple moments that I was like, this feels a little off. Like,
I love that. See, this is hilarious.
I liked a lot of it. The one where Drax isn't moving.
That's great.
That was great, but it felt kind of off for Drax. I don't know. Right. Maybe that's just they're pushing his character more comedically.
No, because he's such a serious fool.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. He doesn't get it. He thinks what he's doing is the right thing, and that's what makes him foolish. Like, I thought it worked. I see what you're saying, though. It's like it was a little too silly. Like,
it goes in the direction to making him dumb.
Yeah,
it's a funny joke.
It's a hilarious bit.
I was so, because this, I'm sure everybody saw this one coming when they go back to Quill, and it was like, oh, they better show it without the music, like him just dancing.
That's something. The heights are high in this one.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
he's like just mumbling to himself the song. Right. Like,
Get you now. That's the best part of the time travel, is they get to go back and make fun of themselves.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, and you get to revisit all these old characters. Yeah. Like, it has virtually everybody in it.
Yeah.
Although, I mean, I will say the credits were a little indulgent at the end, where it's like Colby Smothers. And
I didn't even see her.
I don't remember her at all, and she was she's in the credits.
She turns into dust in the post-credit scene of Infinity War.
Yeah, I didn't even see her at freaking Stark's funeral. Also, Agent Coulson too, or whatever.
Well, he's dead in the movies.
No, but he's in the TV show. Like, they just don't acknowledge the television universe all.
Sort of. That one guy with glasses is from the TV show, I think.
The one
the one, like, the bald glasses wearing shield toady. that's in the elevator with Cap, and he's like, "Oh, the director just called me."
Yeah.
I think he was on the show.
Did they, I thought they killed him. Remember, like,
oh, they kill him in Winter Soldier. Yeah,
throws him right.
Throws him right
into traffic. Yeah, throws him in a Ryder truck. Yeah, a yellow Ryder truck. But yeah, no, they just ignore that whole universe. It actually would be kind of fun because you know, Coulson was kind of a foil to Captain or to Iron Man
yeah.
for a minute there.
Yeah,
so it would have been kind of cute. Like, it would have been a cute nod to the, you know, the television universe at the same time. Like,
yeah,
it's also like, yeah,
and like you said, just in the background, because I get like, because not everybody's seen the TV show. Like, I haven't seen.
I watched the pilot and I was good.
Yeah,
I was fine.
But. Yeah, at least in the background, at least a little Easter eggs.
It would have been fun, and also it would be a nice little like tip of the hat to the fact that like people can't be resurrected in this universe.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like, oh, Tony Stark could be back. Also, like, you know, like, I died and here I am at your at your funeral,
and you can do it too.
How did Coulson come back?
I didn't watch it. I don't know. I mean,
okay.
We can wiki it. I'll probably just wiki it.
There was some. I honestly don't know.
Yeah. Did he just walk into the episode and he's just like, I'm here now?
Hey,
yes. It's something to do with the Kree, I'm sure.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah.
The Kree brought me back to life.
I don't know why Coulson talks like that.
I know. I don't know why he doesn't.
Because he's a coward. Yeah. That's why he does.
Because he's a coward.
Do we have any final thoughts on the film?
Yeah, I'm going to see it again.
That's my final thought.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure.
Yeah. Definitely gonna watch it again.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on an afternoon showing tomorrow. I'm going on Sunday.
Just kick back.
Yeah, kick back with the lady. Have some pretzels and cheese.
Really sink into my reclining chair.
Yeah, exactly. And get ready. I actually, because I didn't go with her. I went with her brothers, and I convinced her that I was fasting for 12 hours beforehand because I didn't want to poop or pee during the movie. And she actually thought I was serious about
it. Oh, that's great.
And so, yeah. So, I'm going to fast for the next 12 hours.
Do it, yeah.
I'm actually going to do it this time.
Or you can do the diapers.
I'm going to do my Avengers cleanse.
Yeah, exactly. A diaper and a funnel. Right, with the tube. And I'm ready to watch Avengers again. Because even though it was a C-, I have a feeling I'll probably raise it up a little bit, but I have to see it again because there was so many times I shook my head.
Once the initial hype wears off, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that Dark Phoenix movie. Am I right, guys?
Oh yeah,
looks great.
Yeah, for sure.
I have no problem with the X-Men.
Right, because I have zero expectations.
Exactly. So if it has like some fun, like some bright colors, that'll be great.
You look how my cat watches television.
Yeah, exactly.
There's movement and colors.
A lot of movement on the screen going back and forth.
A lot of quick, rapid movement.
Yeah. It'd be great.
Just call it low expectations, but with just an X.
Exactly. Expectations.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dark expectations.
It's the gritty reboot of Great Expectations.
Yeah.
Dark Expectations.
I
think we nailed it.
I think we did.
Yeah. Honestly, I would listen to us.
I think so. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
On repeat.
Yes, nothing but this.
Watch this for 3 hours.
Thumbs up and subscribe, guys. Am I right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much for doing this, man.
Yeah. Thanks for coming over to my house.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and we're in my living room. It's amazing.
Meeting your pets.
Yeah, you get to meet my pets. You get to...
Thanks for the pizza.
You tolerate my smoking. It's great. It's great.
Where can we find you?
Yeah, what do you want to plug?
You got stuff to plug?
Go to bunnyears.com. There's a lot of funny stuff. We're humorous over there.
Yes, I agree.
Yes, we are hilarious. Also, I guess on my Twitters, I'm at The Incredible Kulk. And on my Instagram, I'm at Kulkamania. Yeah.
That's solid.
Doing some solid pun work.
Yeah, exactly. I know, right? A rich tapestry of fruit flavor over there. Listen to Bunny Ears podcast, blah, 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 blah.
Nice.
Dave, what do we got?
Real quick, we got a Patreon, patreon.com/gamefullyunemployed. Check it out.
Yeah, we got
exclusive podcasts.
We do.
Yeah. Yeah, Fox Mulder is a Maniac, which is a podcast about Fox Mulder being a maniac. And Tom and Jeff Watch Batman, which is about Tom and Jeff watching Batman. So check those out.
Is it like the 60s Batman?
All of it. Of Batman.
Any Batman?
Any Batman.
Fair Game Batman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Cool.
All right.
Well, say goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.
I'm Macaulay Culkin.
All right. Let's get the hell out of here.